Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello. It's a crackling fire day. And it's crackling away. Well, enjoy the crackling fire. It's going to crackle for a little bit longer. Because I think my tech guy must not be at the computer. So I'm... Oh, there we go. The fire is out. Hopefully not your fire, though. Hi, it's Melanie, and I am so glad that you are investing time with me to discover some sparks to ignite a positive change in your life. I love to watch a campfire or a fire in a fireplace. I love the colors and the patterns and the embers are my favorite part, to watch the changing reds dancing through the wood. And so if you've never had a chance to see that, I hope someday you do, because it's very inspiring and just is very relaxing. So hopefully you can take some time to do that. So welcome. Tonight we are going to talk about sparks to put more passion into your life. And passion as in joy, fulfillment, doing what you love. We, I don't think have any storms coming our way, but if that happens, we'll just have to end our show early. Last week, my guest, Luann Beekler, talked about her upcoming book, about exceptional client care. And we had some great strategies around the power, clarity in your articulation. Bob Nickel wrote about in his book, Remember the Ice. And then they co-authored Exceptional Care for Your Valued Client. So I hope you had an opportunity to listen to that and take an action on choosing your language, gaining clarity in your language, getting clear about providing exceptional service, and getting clear about doing what you love in your life. So this morning, whenever you're listening to this, it's early evening here in the Midwest United States in the springtime, and watching the buds coming out on the trees and bursting through the soil. And sometimes we forget and the importance of patience and timing and being clear, getting that clarity around what we love to do, what our purpose is in life. As I mentioned last week, I met Luann when I was assisting Janet Atwood and Master Trainer Cheryl and Beth at the certification for Passion Test Facilitators in Chicago. And it was a great opportunity to meet amazing men and women who are committed to living their passions and to helping other people discover or rediscover what brings them the most joy and how they, too, can live with more joy and more fulfillment, using the gifts that they bring to the world in service to the world. And last Wednesday, I had the privilege of facilitating the Passion Test at the Office Corridor Careers Conference in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with 80 administrative professionals. And the importance of getting clear about what you love and going through the process that Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood write about in their book, The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life's Purpose. It's so exciting to see people sparkle. Their eyes sparkle, their face lights up when they connect with that passion. Or those passions, things they love to do. Are you doing what you love to do in your life? And there's a quote by Richard Bach, and I think it's in his book, Illusions, Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah, where he says, argue for your limitations, and they are yours. I remember when I read that as a college student back in the 1980s and used it in my work with teenagers in the Upper Bound program when I was teaching high school, with coaching clients now, and actually I even used it today with a client that just said, I just think I want to feel badly today. I said, okay. He said, and I know I'm choosing it, and it doesn't really make sense. And that was the comment. Well, you know, you can argue for your limitations, and they're yours. And if that's really what you want, then enjoy it. And if it isn't, then release the limitation that that's how you need to feel, have to feel. If you really want to feel better, how can you choose a different perspective, choose a different feeling? Because as human beings, we do have that ability. And some of us have forgotten how to do it. We knew as kids how to do it. And now we get so hung up in our stories, perspectives, justifications for why we feel badly and how somebody else did this and it made me feel that. So let's explore a little bit about doing what you love. Maybe at some point in your life, some very well-meaning adult told you that you could not do it, or you should not do what you love, because if you wanted to be an artist, you couldn't make a living at it. So you went to school and you studied accounting or something else that you thought would pay better. A woman that I went to college with and was in a co-ed service fraternity with, we reconnected at a college reunion maybe 10 years after we graduated, and we're talking about how, you know, she had a lot of money, a nice place to live, and her job was okay, and yet something was missing in her life. And we talked about what it was she really wanted to do when she was little. And she said she'd always wanted to teach and work with kids. But at the time she was in college, there was a glut. There were too many people going into education, so she didn't do it. And we brainstormed ways that she could get involved working with young people that she could do right now without going back to college. Excuse me, without getting a degree, another degree, whether it's volunteering at a Boys and Girls Club, coaching a youth sports team, volunteering to tutor at the school. I apologize. It seems like the spring allergies have come to rest in my chest and my sinus drainage here. So I appreciate your patience with the mute button as I try to at least make it tolerable to listen. And so when I followed up with my friend, she shared how much more excited she was because she did indeed get involved in working with youth. And she had the financial security that allowed her the volunteer time that she wanted. So following your passions may not mean changing a career, may not mean leaving a job. It may mean finding another avenue to bring it into your life. Again, we sometimes think in terms of limitations that if I follow my passions, it means I have to do it for a living or to earn a living. we can earn a living doing what we love? Most importantly, is it a part of our lives in some way that honors us and that serves others? And there are people that donate their gifts. That maybe, they, again, their career is in a field that's allowing them a lifestyle and paying bills, and their graphic design work that they love to do, they donate to the daycare centers and the hospitals and the churches. And so they still get the reward of expressing their creativity and serving people through their creativity. So I hope that listening to this has caused you to pause and say, am I honoring my gifts? Am I doing what I love, what I'm gifted to do? And usually that means what comes easiest for us to do, things that we do without thinking. Brendan Burchard's most recent book, The Millionaire Messenger, talks about that we all have a story, we all have a gift, and it's just figuring out how to use that gift in service to other people. And one of the examples is a woman who loves to organize, and she's very good at organizing. And people would ask her, can you organize my office? Could you organize my closet? Could you organize? And so they were asking her to do, she enjoyed doing it, and realized and started writing suggestions and tips in a blog. And so she became an organization expert, not because she had a degree, but because she had a gift for how to look at a situation and come up with an organization in that situation. Many of my regular listeners have heard me talk about seeing both the forest and the trees, because the cliche, at least in the United States, goes, I cannot see the forest for the trees. Meaning, I'm in a situation, I'm in the forest, I'm surrounded by trees, and all I see are the trees around me. I'm unable to see all the different trees in the forest. I'm unable to see the pond or the possible shelter because I'm too close. So we need a forest ranger. We need someone outside the forest, someone in a helicopter, who can connect with us on our cell phones or via a radio, who can give us some information, some additional perspectives for us to consider, to make more informed choices, because awareness leads to choice. We can only choose an option if we know it exists. And so getting that perspective of someone outside your forest, of the perspective of a coach, of a trusted friend, of a colleague, someone who can look at the situation and see it with objectivity, because they're outside of it. That helps. And so if you wonder what it is that might be your gift, your purpose, ask people, what is it that they think you do well? Remember, we often undervalue the things that have come easily to us because we think everyone can do it. Why might we think that? Because it's easy for us. And because it feels like we were born with it. We sometimes are unable to explain how we do it, that it just flows from us. We think that that's something every human being is born knowing how to do. As a result, we often minimize it. Oh, anybody could sew this. Anybody could make a poster. Anybody could create birthday invitations, whatever it is, you know, anybody can organize a closet, you know. Well, sure, I might be able to figure it out, although it may take me more time, many more attempts, energy that I'd rather spend doing other things. And so just stop and say, you know, would someone pay for that service, for that solution to a situation, question, or problem that they may be facing? Very probably. And as many of us go through phases in our lives and we wonder what our purpose is, what am I here to do? And the good news is that we could be many, and it may come at different times in our lives. And the passion test is just one tool that can help you get clear about what's most important in your life right now and what you can do to focus like a laser beam on those top five passions that are most important to you in your life right now. And what you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. You find more of it. You observe more of it. You're aware of more opportunities. And so the passion test process allows you to identify the five most important passions in your life right now and then to come up with markers, things that show up when you're living your passion. And some of us are living our passions a little. Some are full out. And if we remember that every moment we live is a gift, it's called the present. What are you doing with your gift of every moment? And if you feel like the animal spinning in the wheel, the hamster, the gerbil, just running in a wheel, going through motions, if that works for you, great. If you feel like there's more, then there are resources, tools, strategies, and people to help you identify it and experience it. So the Passion Test, again, is one tool. And I would love to talk to you more about the Passion Test process, either one-on-one, individually, or coming to your organization or event and sharing the Passion Test with your group or family and friends, because it has the power to change lives. So people can live from their heart, do what they love, be happy and joyful. Because, as my friend Carol told me once, life is not a dress rehearsal, Melanie. And one day, you're going to wake up and say, where did my life go? And she really got me to thinking. I was very, very busy at the time and involved in a lot of different things working with teenagers, and I loved it. And I also needed to realize that there was more to life than just that. And I loved the years that I worked with them. It was very, very rewarding. And I also knew I wanted a family of my own. And that was what her wake-up call did for me. So if you were to recognize that life is a live stage play, so to speak, we don't get rewind or fast forward or pause. We get to live every moment of every day. What are you trading the moments of your life for? And yes, there have been times I've been in front of the television watching a movie or two, feeling overwhelmed or exhausted, wanting a break, and seeing some amazing stories that I was able to use. Sometimes just the laughter that allowed me to refocus. So the important part about this is that to realize that there are many right ways to live your passions, many right ways to live a life. And sometimes we get all tangled up in judging the right way, the right way, the best way. And if we think about life as an adventure with twists and turns and hills and valleys, and you know what, if we go down one road and we don't like the scenery, or We may not be happy with where we are. We can take a different road, take a different turn. One of the things I chuckle at when we find ourselves lost and my husband is driving is he said, well, that's why they make reverse. We'll just go back this little stretch of road, or I'll just keep driving north because that's where we're headed, is north, and eventually we'll come close to where we're going. And so looking at it as an adventure, that every step takes us closer to the next step. Every lesson we learn allows us to be open to learn a new lesson. And so there are so many possibilities. How clear are you about where you're headed? And maybe you're at a transition point in your life. Maybe, as in the case of one of my sisters, her second child is graduating this year and going to college. So she and her husband will have the house to themselves without the kids. That's a transition. Their relationship will change. Their time will change without their daughter's activities at home. Another sister, her second of three, is graduating this year. So that, again, will change the dynamic. I don't know if she'll be going to college or she'll be living at home, but that makes a difference. And so if you're at a transition by your choice or someone else's, maybe they downsized at your company and you lost your job. And so maybe have an opportunity to really consciously choose the direction that you want to go with your career. And maybe it's taking a look at what you want to learn. What do you want to do differently? Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Hopefully you did not hold your breath. And sometimes it means being in the moment when the 9-year-old needs to ask if he can go ride his bike for a little bit. And we have to discuss the helmet and the jacket, which is what happened while you were breathing. It's important to give your brain the oxygen it needs, to give your body the oxygen it needs, to honor yourself with deep breaths. It also allows you to be more calm, more centered in your thinking. Because when we get stressed, we hold our breath. We don't want to be holding our breath or wondering why we're having challenges thinking clearly or making decisions, because we don't have enough oxygen. So honor your brain. Have another deep breath. Did you take a very slow deep breath? If you're having trouble coming up with your passions or things that you love, think back to what you enjoyed doing when you were younger. What could consume you for hours? Sometimes that's a hint. And often there were things we loved to do when we were younger we've forgotten about. So we answer the question, when my life is ideal, I am blank. This is from the passion test. When my life is ideal, I am empowering people to create their best lives they desire and deserve. That's one of my passions. Actually, it's using my strengths to empower people to create their best lives they desire and deserve. For me, that's speaking, training, and coaching. So doing this show every week, offering people resources that can spark that better solution in life, that's part of my passion. I don't always know how many people are listening. I have faith. I get to see statistics and the downloads, and I thank each and every one of you who found the show at the right time for you. You can connect with me at www.brainbonanza.com. That's B-R-A-I-N bonanza.com. You can learn more about the passion test there. You can send me an email or information request asking questions about the passion test. You could also get the book and read more about how the passion test came to be and how it can work in your life. The process is there, as well as the supporting activities and strategies to have more of your passions in your life, to experience more joy and fulfillment in your life and in your work. And I sometimes think, too, about Randy. Oh, his last name is escaping me. The last lecture. He was a professor at MIT. He was diagnosed with cancer. And he really challenged people to live their dreams. The speech that he gave, there was something called the last lecture at MIT. And they would honor a professor to give what, if it were their last lecture, what would they say? And in Randy's case, it truly was. And the messages in that lecture went viral. It was on YouTube and ABC News and the book, The Last Lecture. And at the end of that lecture, he said that the lecture wasn't for the people in that room that came to hear him. That lecture was for his children. The message is about what were most important in life. It was very, very powerful. So, if you go to YouTube and you search The Last Lecture, or you go to Amazon.com and look for the book called The Last Lecture, and then you'll get Randy's last name. I can see his face. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, it will come to me as soon as I'm done with this podcast. But that's okay. You have enough information to find it. If you really want to be inspired about leaving a legacy, about truly living your dreams and going for it, The Last Lecture. I want to say Paulson, but I don't think that's right. The Last Lecture, if you watch, there's some short versions on YouTube, and then there's the full version, which is, I think, about an hour. It's well worth the investment to challenge yourself, to think about, to explore the possibilities of your best life. I'd also challenge you to think, if you're a parent, what are you modeling for your children? Are you modeling to go for your dreams? One of my clients took the amazing step of going back to college part-time to get her degree. And what a model she is for her children who are in, I believe, junior high and high school. Because she didn't finish her degree. And that's something she wanted to do and perhaps prepare for a potential career change. That took a lot of courage for her to go back. And I'm excited to be part of that journey, part of her support team in addressing test anxiety and some of the other issues she's facing. And she took the step. What's the worst that could happen? She'll fail a course. She'll fail an exam. And she'll dust herself off. And she'll try again. And she will teach by modeling for her children. Because most people, when they get to the end of their life, don't regret the things they did. Their regrets are about the things they did not do. So what is it you've been thinking about doing? And just have left it in a box somewhere, or said, well, when this happens, then I'll think about it again. What baby steps could you start taking to make your dream a reality? And maybe that's just exploring if it's a job, a career, what online resources are available. There's so many free resources out there. There are people who would love to mentor you, people who are doing what you want to do. If you asked if they would be willing to mentor you, to share some information to guide you along the path to do what they do. Many people are honored to be mentors. If you find that you've got some habits you want to change or questions, you can find a coach. Successful business people, successful athletes, they all have coaches. People who can help them by asking questions, giving additional perspective, adding accountability. All of those pieces increase success. Are you living the life of your dreams? And if the answer is yes, that is so awesome. And if the answer is not yet, that is also awesome, because now you know there are tools and resources to help you get there. And to recognize there are lessons in everything that happened, and you can focus on those lessons and opportunities, get clear about what you want to do differently next time. And that clarity allows the reticular activating system of your brain, the radar or filter, to bring to your awareness those opportunities, resources, people, to support you in creating that intention, that what, that you're focusing on. Because when you get clear about your intention, about what is your dream, and you put some attention on it, that allows your reticular activating system, your radar, as I said, to bring things to your awareness. And if you release the how, and be open to the different ways that that might show up in your life, amazing things can happen. So in the passion test, think about focusing on the what, getting clear about what your dream is, clear about what your passions are, and releasing the need for how it needs to look, how it needs to happen, because sometimes it's a very curving, zigzaggy journey. It's not always point A to point B in a straight line. It can be many different ways. So my wish for you in the week ahead, my challenge for you in the week ahead, is to take a moment, take a few moments, and just allow yourself to revisit your dreams, to go to brainbonanza.com and learn more about the passion test. Contact me if that resonates with you. Are you living the passions of your life? Take a step this week to make your dreams come true, to make your dreams your reality, and to celebrate the present moment in your life. We're winding down to the end of the show, and I have a young man who is waiting for me to help him with a PowerPoint, teaching him some things about PowerPoint for his research. In the meantime, he's going to finish up a bike ride. And I hope that you enjoy a bike ride in your life in the week ahead. In the last few minutes that we have, take a breath, a deep breath, and just visualize, close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. And just visualize what your ideal life would be. What's there? Who's there? When your life is ideal, where are you? What does it look like around you? What country are you in? When your life is ideal, what are you doing for your work? Or is your work also your play and there's no distinction anymore? Wow, Isn't that awesome? Because when we love what we do, we never have to work a day in our lives. I don't remember if that was Einstein or Mark Twain or someone said that. What are you doing during your day? Are you working a few hours and playing, enjoying your family? Are you traveling? When your life is ideal, what relationships are in there? Are you experiencing? Are you enjoying? When your life is ideal, how are your finances? Is money falling on your head? Are you making money while you sleep? Are you donating money to charity? Have an overflowing bank account? When your life is ideal, how's your spiritual life? What spiritual practices do you enjoy? When your life is ideal, how is your health? What are you doing to maintain your health and your healthy lifestyle choices? Some of you may have a garden that you grow yourself, you grow your own food. Others of you may hire someone to prepare nutritious meals for you. Some of you are learning to prepare those nutritious meals for your family. Some of you are enjoying a pool that you can swim as a way to get exercise. When your life is ideal, what are you doing for your health? And you can ask the same question for any area of your life. Take a deep breath and let it out. When your life is ideal, you are what? Enjoy your visualization. Smile because all of this is possible. Take a deep breath and let it out. Know that you can discover or rediscover your passions. What's most important to you in your life? Your passions are like breadcrumbs to your destiny. Say Janet and Chris in the Passion Test. When we're living our passions, when we're on the right path, the path that for us right now as individuals is the right one. For this moment, this point in our lives, we're living our purpose. When we wake up and we're smiling, we're joyful because we get to serve using our strengths and our gifts. And the world is a better place when we each contribute our gifts in service. Whether it's in exchange for money, in exchange for other service, in exchange for satisfaction. The world is better when you share your gifts, when you share your passions. Take a deep breath and let it out. And know that you can go back to this visualization anytime. And your life is ideal. Spend a few minutes every day just visualizing. Mike Dooley suggests only about 5 minutes so our attention stays focused. There's power in imagery. You can also write about what you visualized and describe it You can find pictures of it and make a vision board. Focusing attention on the what. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And open your eyes. I hope you're smiling. I hope you're smiling because of what you saw was possible. But what you enjoyed creating in your ideal life. I would be honored to help you move from the possible to reality. I hope we have an opportunity to work together, to meet or connect at a conference, a seminar, in a coaching relationship, or just every week here on Spark. Thank you again for investing the valuable time of your life to spend with me exploring about passion and purpose, about creating your ideal life, about sunset time here now. When was the last time you actually looked at a sunrise or a sunset? It's a good exercise in appreciating all the beauty that we have around us that we sometimes get so busy we forget to see. And so, what can you do this week to move you closer to making your dreams a reality, to enjoying the gift of your present moment, moment by moment? And smile. Because when you smile, you change the chemistry in your brain. It's hard to be sad and smile at the same time. So give yourself a gift of a smile. A positive perspective in advance. And may you choose in the week ahead to spend some time visualizing and celebrating the possibilities in your life, identifying your passions and your gifts, and living them in service to others. Next week, my guest is Dan Hanneman. He's a blockbuster. He has a radio show for spiritual rock stars. And Dan will be taking me through his energetic healing. He does a free 15-minute call, so I've invited him to share that. Dan is also a certified passion test facilitator. And so I hope that you join us next time to learn about more resources to help you live your best life, concepts and resources that may be the spark to ignite a positive change in your life. Thank you again for investing your time being here. And may your week be blessed. May you choose to create great days as you continue to make positive differences in the lives you touch. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.